The following program is brought to you by Christ Apostolic Church, Wolseley.
God be the glory, and welcome to the Way of God. I am Pastor Abraham Obidare, and with me here today, one more time, is Pastor Samuel Obidare. Yo, that name sounds familiar. It sounds like, are you brothers? Yes, we are. We thank the Lord God Almighty for such opportunity. I want to welcome you
today's
program.
Thank you.
Yes,
pleasure.
Pastor, thank you so much for the word you shared with us the last time, and the title of that is what we're repeating today, actually, but we're continuing, is the religion that is useless. It's called useless religion, and you and I may ask, useless religion, how come somebody's going to call my religion useless, right? Well, take no offense. Let's just go ahead and go into the Word of God, and we'll see why the Word of God is referring to certain religious activities as useless. And Pastor, you said the measure of the state of my heart is my tongue.
That's right.
Yeah, that my tongue actually gives off the temperature.
Yes,
sir. Of my heart. And God is looking at the heart.
Yes.
He's judging by the heart.
Right.
Right? And from the abundance of what is in my heart, my mouth is speaking.
That's right.
Therefore, James 1:26 is saying that if I cannot control my tongue, then my religion is useless. Pastor, I heard you say something. It was an analogy you were giving as to how God uses the tongue to gauge our heart. You said you had a car, you had a vehicle that had a gas gauge that please take me back into that. I think it's interesting in a way of understanding this.
Yeah, the analogy, again, we bless God for the opportunity to be here and
Absolutely.
Share this word of God with you. God, you know, always in the scriptures uses analogy for us to understand the spiritual things.
Yes.
And the man, the human author of this book, we're studying the book of James, he used a lot of analogy so that we can understand about the tongue and about the proper religion. So I used an analogy the other time to understand that James chapter 1 verse 26, when it says a person's religion is useless, is worthless, it has no value when it comes to measuring where they are. But it is the tongue that really can tell them. And the analogy is this, you know, don't laugh at this. Maybe you had a car that was worse, but anyway. I once had a car that the gas needle was malfunctioning. And so it could read half of a tank, but really, maybe you have just 1/8 of a tank left in there. And so, as the owner, I came to understand how to know exactly how much gas I had, because that gas needle at that point, because of the malfunction, had become worthless in indicating the amount of gas that I have in the tank. And so if I were to loan the car to you and you are driving it and you are just going by what the gas needle says, you are being deceived. Because that thing doesn't mean anything. You can have something totally different and you're about to get stuck on the road.
Yeah.
That's what James is saying, that our physical performances our religious activities, they are useless, they are worthless, they are of no value in measuring the amount of transformation that has happened in us or in measuring our spiritual maturity. As good and excellent as those activities may be, in fact, they may become deceiving to people, but worse, they may become deceiving to us.
I may think because of those activities in church that I do that God actually reckons with me.
That's right. I mean,
in God's good book.
I'm growing. God sees all the good things I'm doing. Mm. But James says, no, your tongue will reflect where your heart is. Mm. And that's why the tongue is very important. Let's think about this. When you go to the doctor, even as sophisticated as, you know, the world is now, we have machines that can scan everything on the inside of you without you lifting a finger.
Yeah.
But the doctor will still say, open your mouth. Mm-hmm. And they'll put that little spatula or something and press down your tongue. Why? Because watch this. Physically, even your tongue tells a lot about your health. Mm-hmm. Physically. Mm-hmm. You know, so the color of it, the odor of it, you know, whether it's dry or whatever, all of that tells us, without putting any instrument inside of you, your health. God says too that what comes out of my tongue, watch this, not when everybody is looking. You see, now I'm speaking well because I'm in front of the camera. Right. That's not what God is saying.
Right.
But what comes out of my tongue when I'm in my car, when somebody just, you know, brushes me or is about to, you know, when somebody says something that offends me and, you know, the pastor is not around, when I'm only with my wife, when I'm only with, you know, my children or with a co-worker and the boss is not there, what comes out of my tongue at that time
is a measure.
Is a measure
of what's in my heart.
Of what is in my heart. Wow. Forget the religious shows.
Did you hear that? I pray you gain understanding. I pray that the understanding we gain brings about freedom from the bondage that we're in, not knowing that we're not moving forward as far as God is concerned.
Yes.
Because of the words that come from our mouth.
Yes.
Thank you, Pastor. Something else you said, in terms of some of the things that can be called evil speaking, right? The verse we can look at, let me see, verse 8 is good, right? No man can tame this tongue. We've already said that verse 6 said it, not us. Verse 6 says, that's James chapter 3, verse 6, that the tongue is a fire.
Yes.
We know that, right? It's a world of iniquity.
Yes.
Right? It defiles. It has the power to defile the entire body.
That's right.
And set on fire the course of nature. Now, before we go to verse 8, that scares me.
Yes, sir.
The tongue has the power, the potential to set on fire the course, the channel of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. What in the world?
Yeah. it's a little scary. You see, in terms of the language, when the Bible says the tongue is able to set the course of life on fire, it literally says this: the tongue is able to set the circuit or the wheel of existence on fire. That's the literal word. And think of this, if you have a wheel and the hub, the center catches fire.
Yeah.
you know everything else is going to burn because the fire will go through the spokes mm-hmm. or through mm-hmm. the rim or whatever you have. Mm-hmm. And so all you need to set on fire is the hub, the mm-hmm. center. Mm-hmm. Everything else is gone. Mm-hmm. That's what the scripture is saying. So that the entire course of one's life mm-hmm. can be consumed by what one says. Mm. I doubt if there is any other potent enemy like that. Mm. The devil can hit me on the back or on mm-hmm. the forehead, mm-hmm. on one mm-hmm. part of me, mm-hmm. but he's not able to actually by one action. But the tongue can do that.
Can do that.
And when we start to look at the lives of some people in the scripture, we realize that just one moment in time they said one thing, and that sealed their fate. That's what the Bible is saying.
I remember that guy. The guy in 1 Samuel, the last chapter, mm-hmm. and the first chapter of the 2 Samuel, uh-huh. the guy said, oh King, I saw Saul and things, and I helped him kill him.
Yes.
Whoa! But David knew that you're not supposed to touch the anointed of God.
Yes.
So if with his tongue he told King David that he was the one who killed Saul, mm-hmm. so David now said, well, based on what you said, then the blood of the king be upon you. And that's so he also was killed.
Just
I can
like
see
that.
Why someone's tongue, someone's own speech mm-hmm. can cause problem that will destroy
that person.
Wow.
And so if we're looking for one of the, yesterday we were talking about, we have to recognize that our tongue is one of the closest enemies that we have.
If not the closest enemy.
Because it lives right inside of our mouth. Mm. And it's one of the deadliest enemies. You see, here's what it is,
Lord,
you know.
Have mercy.
somebody can hate us, but we don't have to be around them 24/7. Right. We can escape right. their vices.
Right.
Even the devil, I think sometimes he looks the other way.
Somewhere, somebody. Yeah. He's gonna mess up with somebody.
If he punches me enough and he says, well, this guy is just not dying.
Yeah.
But the tongue doesn't take a break.
You can't cut it up. You can't cut it.
That's
it's,
right.
It's there.
So our objective then is that we are recognizing mm-hmm. the deadliness of the tongue, mm-hmm. it becomes a chief priority for us mm-hmm. as believers. You listening to us to now say, well, okay, mm-hmm. so after all, one of the things that is killing me could be right in my mouth. And I need to deal with it. And that's why we're sharing this with you. Because last time we started talking about, what we need to do
what
and things
I
like
do?
That. Because if we don't deal with it, one speech can set the whole course of life on fire.
May God help you and me.
Amen.
I don't know what you have been saying. The way you talk when you just feel like it. But the Lord is calling you to begin to examine yourself and identify, come to terms with the fact that the tongue has the nature of the potential
yes.
to bring destruction upon oneself.
That's right.
Of course, upon others.
That's right.
But the Lord is willing to touch your tongue even today. Set it on the holy fire, if I may use that word, to clean it so that whatever is coming forth from it will become holy, awesome, mm-hmm. and healing.
That's right.
I pray for you today as you're listening to the Word of God. That the power of the Holy Spirit begin to guide the direction, the course of your tongue. Mm. Not to live it in the way it wants to live, in the way it wants to go.
That's right.
This is a serious matter, Pastor.
Yes, sir, it is. I must confess that I never thought it had this magnitude until I studied this passage, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For the presentation of the Word of God.
Yeah.
And you know, as we go on here, just so we mention the other vices on the tongue, and our goal is to let you know through the Word of God what you and I need to do. However, to do that, we need you to identify the problems. We talk about evil speaking.
Evil speaking last time. That's one.
The B
one,
part.
One
of the death-bringing poisons.
Okay.
On the tongue.
Okay. Evil speaking.
Evil speaking.
Okay.
And that includes criticism of others. And the B part of evil speaking, which we often fall into, is evil speaking of authority. Naturally, human beings, we don't like anybody telling us what to do. We may love them as a human being, but when it comes to them being our superior, we criticize. How many times have you criticized your boss at work, your husband, you know, your whoever is in front of you, even the policeman, forgetting that they are human beings?
Right.
We have to watch out for criticism, for judging, for condemnation of authorities. On that, quickly, Miriam and Aaron fell into that problem of criticism. And it literally, we're talking about the tongue can destroy life. And you're saying, well, I don't get it. It literally ended the life of Miriam. As we know it. She spoke against Moses. And some of you are falling into this sin of speaking against a man of God or somebody in authority. It doesn't even have to be a man of God. It may be your boss that is younger than you. And the Bible says in Numbers 12 that God heard it. Human beings spoke against Moses, and what they said was right, was true, but it was not their place to say. God heard it, God was angry, and God judged both of them. Remember, Miriam was a prophetess and Aaron was a priest, but it didn't matter before God. Their tongue put them into problem, even though, yes, Miriam was healed after Moses prayed for her, but shortly she died. She would not have died. She was meant to go into that promised land with the rest. But her tongue brought death upon her because of criticism of authority. God hates it. Whether you are right about what you're saying is not the issue. But evil speaking of authority is deadly. If you are doing it, you have to stop it. It's one of those things that is on the tongue.
You have to stop it. Pray that the Holy Spirit assist you to stop it. If you are always criticizing the people in authority.
Yes, sir. Another one of those vices is, and we all need to watch out for it. How many of us don't want to criticize somebody?
We do.
we get some kind of satisfaction, and it's a sinful thing. But let's move on. Tale-bearing, whispering. Oh, did you know that? I just wanted you to know. Don't say I told you. I don't want you to be left out of the loop. We couch these things, you know, we make them look good. But you know the Bible calls them tale-bearing.
There is this urge.
Yes.
There is this, it's like an urge that you just want to, say it.
Yes.
You just want to say it.
But the Bible says, Proverbs 26 verse 20.
Yeah.
Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no tale-bearer, strives ceases.
Where there is no wood,
the fire goes out.
Where there is no tale bearing,
strife,
fighting, discord, strife will cease.
So you see what the tongue can do by way of tale bearing. It destroys relationship. And so it is one of those sins we must really be careful about. When you decide to say something to somebody that was not there when it happened, just so they know, you are tale-bearing. You know, there is a story of a man named Doeg. You may call it dog. I don't know. It's D-O-E-G. In the scriptures.
Yes.
The Bible says while David was running from Saul, he went to the priest and he just said he needed food, he needed something. Give me something. And the priest said, I hope all is well. He said, don't worry, all is well. The king sent me on an errand. And so he made his own story.
Yeah.
And the king gave him some bread to eat and gave him Goliath's sword. But the Bible says, at that time, there happened to be a man with the priest. His name is Doeg. He's one of the servants of Saul.
He saw and
he
heard.
He saw what happened and he said nothing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't see you.
Yeah.
But later on, when Saul was ranting about David, he said, "Sir, I just wanted to know that this David you're looking for, I saw him the other night.
He came by.
He was with the priest." Mm. And guess what? Saul said, "Go get me all the priests." And because this man, you know, the Spirit of God left him, so he was acting erratically and doing all kinds of things. He murdered, he killed all the priests.
Wow.
Just like that. Why? Because one man could not hold his tongue. And what's interesting is that the Bible says, David, when he heard, he said, "I knew it. The day that I saw that man, he will tell." That's a talebearer. David said, "I knew it. Immediately I saw him, I knew this matter will be known." But what I wanted to watch there is that because of talebearing, a whole rack of people, men of God,
were
killed. I'm sure Doeg did not know what would
happen
by saying what he said.
You may not know the result of your action. You may not have power over the result of your action, but you do have power. I do have power over my action.
Yes.
In other words, Doeg could decide not to say anything. He had that control, but he didn't have control once he spoke it.
That's
what could have happened.
That's right. So that is very powerful, Pastor, because once we speak out, it sets off a chain reaction that we can no longer control. And so the next time you feel the urge to let a friend in the circle of three friends know about what the other said, you're setting off an action and a chain reaction that you will not be able to control. And it can destroy a home, it can destroy a church, it can destroy anything. That's one of the vices of the tongue. We have to be careful. I mean, the tongue can almost do what the devil can do. I mean, I know that's a hyperbole, but it almost seems to be true. So, talebearing is sin and is destructive.
As evil speaking.
Yes.
Evil speaking. And a cousin of evil speaking.
A cousin of evil is talebearing. As maybe if I use that analogy, well, another cousin of evil speaking is what we could say rash and harsh speech. Rash means something that you just say in a hurry without thinking about. And harsh means something that is caustic. Oh, there are some people, my goodness, when they utter a word out of their mouth, it's like a knife that can cut to the heart of somebody, and they don't care. And they'll tell you, "I don't care. Let the chiefs fall wherever they may." It's a deadly poison, and it cuts people. And would you know that we Christians do it?
More than often.
We do it. You say, "Well, you know, Pastor, I don't understand it." Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18 says this: "There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health." That right there, the Bible is setting up a contrast. There is one whose tongue cuts and almost destroys and takes away life. But there is another one whose tongue brings healing, puts together. A harsh and rash speech. Some of us, we speak before we realize what we have said, but we cannot take it back. And when we do that, we cut other people. Our tongues are so sharp, and the Bible says razor sharp, and they are abrasive. You know, there are times that some people say something and it goes to the depth of your soul. In fact, if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you that will bring a word of God to counter that, it can mess up your whole day or your whole week. That's also one of the evils of the tongue.
Wow. even, I'm not sure if we have so much more time on this issue, but I'd like us to pause and just for take a few seconds to confess this sin of inability to bridle our tongue.
Yes.
I think it's so serious. Many lives have been destroyed. Life of self, life of others, churches, homes, relationships, people's minds have been disrupted by the things their ears heard you and me say, right? So I think, to be honest, we should say, Lord, have mercy. I'd like to pray with you out there and just ask that the Lord God Almighty will have mercy, that in His mercy, He will forgive by the blood that was shed on the cross, that the words that are idle, the words that are evil, the words that come out in form of gossip and have destroyed people's lives, the Lord will have mercy. He will forgive you. He will forgive me even today.
Yes.
As the word of God proceeds into our hearts today, let there be cleansing.
Amen.
Of the sin,
yes,
of evil speaking.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let someone,
yes,
begin,
Lord,
to receive grace,
yes,
to bridle their tongue, to,
amen,
control,
amen,
what they say.
Yes,
now,
Lord.
Oh God, in,
yes,
the name of Jesus,
amen,
Christ. You do not intend that we destroy ourselves. You do not intend that we continue in this way of life, but that we will come to repentance.
Yes.
We repent of all evil speaking.
Yes. Lord.
In the name of,
amen,
Jesus Christ. Father,
yes,
we thank you,
hallelujah,
for such grace to come back,
yes,
home and say, Daddy, I won't speak evil anymore. And we receive grace not to speak evil anymore.
Amen.
That the Lord be glorified.
Amen.
Well, the tongue still got to be used somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to use it is to begin to bless people.
Yes.
Begin to build up people. Begin,
that's
to,
right,
edify people,
right,
and I pray for such grace,
hallelujah,
such ability,
yes,
upon you. Next time you feel the urge,